I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. Despite the physical misery that attended the Constitutional Convention in a hot and muggy August in Philadelphia in 1787, progress on a new Constitution was being made. By the morning of August 15th, the makeup and the powers of both the House of Representatives and the Senate had been largely settled. But resolution of those matters served to confront the delegates with a contentious subject that had been tabled since early June, the presidency. Said James Wilson of Philadelphia, "This subject has greatly divided the convention and will also divide the people out of doors. It is in truth the most difficult of all on which we have to decide." The biggest obstacle to settling on the presidency was the means by which he would be elected. Most of the delegates continued to believe that ordinary citizens were too dispersed geographically and too little informed as to be able to make a wise choice. Yet many delegates feared that placing election of the president exclusively in the hands of the Congress would create an executive beholden to a small number of legislators rather than to the people. It was hot in Philadelphia in August. The delegates had been there since May. Yet the hardest work of the convention lay ahead. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.